I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. It's election day in the United States, and Democratic candidate Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican former U.S. President Donald Trump have made their final push in an already unprecedented race. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Hello, beautiful, beautiful North Carolina.
Oh, it's good to be back in Pennsylvania.
They focused on the battlegrounds, some of the seven states that'll essentially decide this election.
It's ours to lose.
Momentum is on our side.
Trump would become the first person convicted of a felony to win the White House.
4 years we've all waited for this.
Harris, the first woman, the first black woman, the first person of South Asian descent.
America is ready for a fresh start.
And an end to a race that's seen a felony trial, an incumbent president pushed off the ballot, and two assassination attempts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Palestinian officials say an Israeli airstrike in northern Gaza has killed at least 20 people, mostly women and children. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Qassam Abu Safia, the director of a nearby hospital that received the casualties, said the strike had hit a home in the town of Beit Lahia, where multiple families were sheltering. And in the central town of Zawada, an Israeli airstrike had hit a tent where a displaced family was sheltering, killing four people, including a mother and her two children, according to the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in the nearby city of Deir al-Balah. A woman mourning her nephew at the morgue tells the AP he was killed on his birthday. He was the smartest, most clever person, she says. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel said it launched the offensive in the north after saying Hamas militants had regrouped there.